When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now that Jordan's gotten her talkie situation worked out, we can let the game officially get going here. We're back for another exciting episode of Spyfall. This time we have an eclectic mix of participants. We've got Ren Wykman, of course.
Hi, I'm me.
That's true. Matt Cairns.
Hi, I'm also me, too.
Wait, really?
And we brought just for your Truton special, the Battle of the Jordans continues here. We've got Jordan and Jordan, it's going to be interesting to see the dynamic there.
Will never be over, I don't think.
What are our nicknames?
In the actual player chat, we've got Rent is Due. So I'm going to guess that's you, Ren.
Yes, and then we have Matt. And I'm gonna guess
that's Matt.
My nickname for Matt is Matt. It's already a nickname.
Just so one.
Actually, you're not wrong. Yeah. But because you guys share a name, you have to have different names in this thing. So
it's important.
So you are Jordy.
Literally, no one has taken Jordan, which seems to defeat the purpose of.
I can change.
Well, I can change too.
I mean, maybe that'll be a mind game for her then.
Also, Jordan, it's kind of boring if you just use your own
yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah. Your own name is just like the worst.
Jordy, I don't think Jordy is cute. Your own name. Yeah.
Jordy, wait, are we actually rolling right now? Are we live? Like,
oh, we're still.
We're good.
We're not live.
Not live. I mean, like, we're this is going. So we should get into it.
Coming to you live. Let's jump into it.
Before we start, I just want to show off. I got a new guitar.
Wow, it's obsidian. It's made out of rock.
Obsidian.
It's made out of obsidian that fell from the space.
Cool.
Landed on the earth. Yeah, and
does it like output signals obsidian, to space?
Obsidian is just really, really quickly cooling lava, so that
don't
it doesn't have time to like form any sort of like crystal structures. So that's
it
why
could
it, like,
come from the space, though.
It comes from the space.
It's from the space
underneath the ground.
Ground space.
Ground space.
From under space.
In world space.
Okay.
We're playing Spyfall today, and I'm very excited. I have not played Spyfall on the podcast here, so this is a first for me.
I also haven't done it either. And Jordan has never played.
Yeah, this is a first for me.
Oh, dude, Jordan.
I have lied before.
Jordan Allen. Jordan Allen has never
played. And I have failed at lying before, so I feel like I'm really prepared
for this. Is going to be an interesting one. Strap in, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Jordan Coleman's going to be an expert this round. All right.
Yeah.
Let's go. We got an 8-minute round. I've set it to outrageous locations. So
outrageous.
If you're not familiar, Jordan Allen, just a rundown for you and everyone else who's never played. Spyfall, a selection of locations are given out, and there is one person who is the spy. Now, the spy is the only person who does not know the location.
Okay.
And the game works by each participant asking a question to another participant, where that person then has to answer in a way that tells the person who asked the question that they also know the location without giving it away so that the spy figures it out. Because if the spy figures it out, then game
Everyone
over.
Loses.
That's it. That's a wrap.
Did you follow that?
Yeah.
I knew the rules before, so I kind of zoned out. But I feel you. I feel you 100%, and I'm ready.
Okay. Are you, though?
So
are you ready, Jordan?
It's pretty simple.
Jordy?
It's a lot of fun, and let's just jump into it. Okay, we've got 8-minute games set for outrageous locations. Here we go, ready up and start round. Toy Factory.
Oh man, we're starting. I'm excited. This is gonna be great.
I hope it's not
me. Who gets to go first?
Okay. Let's see. Who is gonna go first? It's supposed to be marked.
It's not marked for me if I'm going first.
Okay.
Yeah,
why don't I start and then we'll switch to another app on the next game because the other app has a better interface than this
one. Okay. You want to go clockwise?
Look at these locations, though. The butthole of a geriatric moose.
What?
My favorite place.
These locations are outrageous.
Oh wait, so these locations reference, real quick. Are those, those don't matter.
So these are all potential places that we are currently at. They're all options. If you are the spy, you don't know where we are. But everyone who's not the spy sees it. So yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let me start with Ren. Ren.
Yo.
Ren, would you have enjoyed coming to this location more as an adult or as a child?
I mean, I think I would have enjoyed this. Truthfully, I wouldn't have enjoyed this as a child, but I don't think I'd enjoy it as an adult either.
Interesting. Okay.
JC.
Hello.
Hi, Jordan. Did you park your car nearby?
Yes. My parents definitely did. Unless they wanted to drag me across a long, long place. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Wait.
Then I go?
No. She's got to ask a question to someone.
Oh, I see how it works.
And she doesn't
now.
Have to ask someone new. She could ask either me or Jake as well.
No, you can't ask back.
You basically just leapfrog. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Matt to give him an extra.
Yeah.
Okay. Matt, what would you normally get from here? Like, you know, your choice.
An assortment of some of my favorite things, you know, as a child.
Yeah, you guys are making it too easy. This is the Toy Factory. I'm the spy.
Oh, you
are. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I was trying not to go any further than the child thing.
I can safely say it's not my fault.
Oh, because you can see the other locations.
Yeah, I have a list here of all of the locations.
I forgot about the locations.
I don't know what the location is.
Well, we were in a shark cage, so surprise.
All right. Fine, Ren.
Wait, you were in a shark cage?
No, it was Toy Factory.
I was trying to start it off easy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you were intentionally starting it off easy, right?
All
right,
fine. Yeah. You know what?
Let's go hard. Come on, let's get into it.
All right.
Back to the game. Oh, I didn't take a screen cap, but well. Sorry, guys. You just got to do
Toy Factory? Everyone load
Toy Factory.
In. Toy Factory.
I freaking knew it was ran by his weird response.
Back to the game room. How'd you feel about that, even though you didn't get to go?
Stressed. Incredibly stressed in the corner.
Click ready if you're ready. Those weren't as outrageous as they should have been. Do you guys want to try
those
adults
fun.
Only?
Those are fun.
Adults only.
Let's see what happens.
Tiananmen Square.
No, our location is H&R Block.
Those ones weren't risque enough. So let's ready up. And here we go. Round two. Here we go. Start.
Gun range.
Saucy.
All right, let's see these. Okay, yeah, these locations are more like it.
Okay. Yeah. Since I won last time, should I go first?
Yeah, why don't you do the honors, Ren?
Oh okay. My gosh, these locations.
Ren 1, everyone else 0.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Jordy. Jordy.
Speak to me.
How do I phrase this? Did you bring your lunch?
I honestly didn't think to.
I don't like the wink at the end.
No, I tend to do that
it
at the end of most sentences.
Makes you immediately suspicious.
I mean...
Is this suspicious
I don't know. That was a good answer, to be honest.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Interesting.
Matt.
Yeah, hey, buddy. Don't wink at me, please.
Oh, it's coming. Is this somewhere your parents would bring you?
They have before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We're learning things. Yeah.
Jordan. I think he... No, no, ask Jake.
Okay,
I have a suspicion here.
Let's ask Jake, then.
Oh, you got a suspicion, Ren?
No, and it's not to do with you, Jake.
No.
Okay.
Jake, how often would you say you go to this place?
Well, me personally, I come to this place about once a year.
Hmm.
I know it's kind of weird, but
all right.
Is it weird? Like,
I think I know who the spy is. This is gonna pull around him, but I'm pretty sure I know who the spy is.
I like going.
Yeah, do you like going? Do you like going? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no idea who the spy is.
Mm. You don't?
All right.
Really?
Jordan Coleman.
Hi.
Would you say that, well, can you give me a guess? Like, how much money do you typically spend at this location? Just rough, ballpark it.
Definitely a few hundred. Probably not less. Probably not less than 200.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Is that dollars?
Yeah, not less than 200 from when I've
the freaking thing. Been. My bone phone's turned off.
That's Matt's true. Headphones just died, but here's
own.
The plus side. I think we all know who the spy is.
You guys got a good vote?
Oh.
All right, I'm voting for a JC. I think she's the spy.
Wait,
you gathered that from everyone else's interaction?
I'm making a guess. Hey, you know what?
Man, she hasn't even answered a question yet.
Hey, I already know. It's. I mean, she did just. She answered your question.
Wait. But if he just said I'm the spy, so if I say the right place, then I win, right?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Are you
wait.
Admitting it though.
Wait.
No,
don't say
the
right place.
I'm not the spy.
Because if you say the right place, then the spy's gonna hear.
Do you want me to get new bone phones?
So we need to agree to guess, or
no? We can also just like kind of shit talk, you know? Like we can throw out our own guesses, but we have to come to a conclusion together to kick someone out.
I see.
And I think we have enough data to certify that
to indict
Jordan
Coleman
is the spy.
Awkward.
I would wonder, do you have enough data to guess correctly?
Why don't you ask another question, Jordan? We still have some time.
Yeah, ask a question.
You guys are interesting today.
I don't think it's.
You
I don't
guys
think
are
it's
interesting
Coleman.
Today.
In what state would you think? Oh, Ren, what state would you say people would like to go to this more if you could just choose one?
Texas.
Am I still the spy, Ren? Am I still the spy?
Mm.
Interesting.
Okay.
That's your answer, Ren, is Texas?
She asked what state that I feel... What was the question? It was like, what state would people go here more often than other states? I think Texas is a pretty safe.
Yeah.
Maybe California?
If someone's trying
California's
to be
just big, so
blank.
Maybe... Like, how are we measuring this?
I was trying to prove that I wasn't the spy. And
Is that proving that you're not the spy?
What?
Is it really?
I mean, okay. So in that case, it makes me wonder now.
Unbelievable.
All three of you guys' answers were like just vague enough to be like possibly lucky. So Matt.
I think Jake's a little suspicious. Just saying.
Jake
just
did say once a year.
Yeah,
but that's the thing.
Year?
Like, I believe that.
You think so?
Yeah, I honestly think Matt's the spy.
You don't think? Come on. Once a year? All right,
Okay,
fire
you know what,
question.
Jake? I have another question for you.
Sure. Hey, Ren. Shoot.
you're making it too easy now. Okay, now I don't.
He's flustered. You got him flustered.
He's totally flustered. Me.
It was too good.
Did I just say ask the question?
I know. Now I don't
I've
know
never
what
seen
to
Jake
ask.
Look like that. Because
now I'm even more certain about my choice.
What?
Oh my dear God! I just saw Swingers Resort is an option for the locations here. Sorry, I got sidetracked.
Wait, are we? Is that not where we are? Sorry.
Once a year, I swear.
That's what I said. Once a year.
Oh, that also makes sense for the shooting thing too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shoot a shot.
Okie dokie.
Jake.
Hey, it's
what
adult locations.
Is
all
the
right, sorry.
Do you leave with sore hands?
From the swingers resort.
Don't we all?
All right, guys. Guys, come on. It's the gun range. I'm the spy.
Ugh. You're the spy.
Damn. Gotcha. All right. You were the spy.
Wow. I was the spy.
He's trying
and
to bait
pick
us,
it up.
I think.
I didn't pick it up until you started talking about Texas.
Yeah.
Dang, I ruined it all.
Yeah,
I am the judge.
My question made you ruin it.
But then
but
when
they
you,
can just shoot outside there.
The reason why, so I asked how often you go here, someone asked how often Jake goes here.
That confirmed for me that you were talking about the gun range.
Yeah.
Because
that question?
That one.
You being like, hey, he probably goes more than once a year, confirmed it for me. I was like, I wonder if they're talking about the gun range. And then he's like, oh, because I probably do go more than once. I mean, I have gone more than once a year this year.
And dang, so, here I was thinking you probably only go once a year because you've got a big yard that you probably just shoot in the backyard. Like,
no,
whatever.
That's, yes, that's also true.
And so I totally believed to my core that, you know what? You're probably telling the truth. You probably do only go to the gun range once a year.
Well, I think the thing we're all still wondering is, are your hands sore after you go?
It depends on what you're shooting, I guess.
Also, I never go to the gun range except for that one time we made a video about it. So spending $200 blew me away. I was like, you spend $200 every time you go to the gun range? Jeez.
Yeah, well,
my dad takes me.
I mean, fair.
He's not
fair.
It's more than that to go to the swingers club. Tell you that.
Oh, yeah, tell us. Jordan.
So I owe Jordan an apology. I'm sorry for just instantly thinking you're the spy.
Yeah, it's
I
a reckless,
was so
it's a reckless Ren.
Reckless
shocked.
Questioning
yeah.
and
yeah. Yeah. Take a step back and
it's
analyze.
Okay.
Reckless Ren.
Everyone ready?
Ren, right yeah, ready.
Reckless
Ren. Change,
reckless
your, name.
Ready.
Change your name to Reckless Ren.
Oh, man.
Reckless Ren, baby.
All right, here we go. I'm reducing the rounds to 6 minutes.
Hey,
okay.
To force the timing here.
I'm
all right.
Wrecked.
So Ren's got to win. I've got to win. There's no wins for the normies yet. Only for the spies.
The normies.
Let's go.
Wow.
Although I feel like
rude.
I should give up
how
my one considering how badly I just biffed that last round.
Hate that.
All right. Hey, can we
guys,
also? There's a little thing underneath your location that says what your role is at the location.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
can we play that a little bit more?
Hone into that a little bit.
Oh yeah, role play.
Yeah.
I need new bone phones because these keep dying.
No, I
or
got
something.
You. I got you. That's why I brought them down here.
Even though they were at full battery.
Yeah. All
right.
This is
so,
the part of the podcast that
I won
pause.
The last round. So
yeah. Right. Can we pause this?
No. 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 Pausing right. The podcast, Matt. No. Never. Ever.
It's amazing that we can do that.
All right. I won
technology?
The last round. So here we go.
Whoa, just slipping in here to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Now, if you guys don't know what Manscaped does, they make premier tools for your groin and body trimming. With their new Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, you're gonna get the best shave down there that you can get. This fourth generation trimmer that features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. This upgraded trimmer includes a multifunction on-off switch that can engage in a travel lock if you're on the go, and it also gives you the ability to turn on a 4000K LED light to help you get a little bit better visibility in those hard to see, hard to reach places. Maybe you're one of those people who like to get creative down there. Well, guess what? The Lawnmower 4.0 has trimming guards so you can customize your look down there. It also has a convenient wireless charger, so once you're done with it, you can go ahead, throw it back on the wireless charger, and it'll be ready for you next time you need it. Maybe you're one of those people who trims every day. I don't know. I don't care. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Just do you. So if you're interested in getting 20% off and free shipping on this amazing technology that's actually built to do the job you need it to do, click the link in the description below and use the code CorridorCast20 to get 20% off and free shipping. All right, so there you have it. Now, let's get back to the podcast.
Yoga class. Hey, man. I'm just here.
What are you laughing at? I can't hear him.
Oh, wait.
What I'm looking to do at this location is really well, it's about taking care of yourself.
Okay, now I'm gonna get back in this
and others.
All right. I should be back. Jake, can you talk for me?
Hello.
Okay. Hi.
Okay, cool. He's in.
Our boy's returned.
Right. Matt is in. Jake, you start playing a character, but you haven't asked anyone a question yet.
That's right. I realize that sometimes I forget because, you know, I'm just who I am. So anyways, Jordan Allen. Hey, man.
Speak to me.
Hey, so do you typically stay overnight at this location, or is it more of like a, you know, short-term stay, you know?
Personally, I'm there longer than most. But really? The average stay is quite short.
Hmm. Interesting.
Playing that character. Hmm. Hmm. Ah. That's a Jordan squared question.
Your turn. I did forget that part. That's why I was sitting here silently. Okay. I'm gonna go to Matt.
Hey,
Matt
buddy.
Has not faced me once so far. He's just side-eyed me. So we're gonna dig a little deeper.
Dude, the side eye.
Do you feel better or worse once you've been here?
After I leave?
Mm.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Almost always.
Which one? Yes.
Matt? Yes, almost
Wait, are,
always.
Are you talking oh, about yes. the plastic surgeons again?
No.
Wait.
No, Jake.
What? Oh.
That's us.
Okay.
Wait,
so
Jake. Wait, hold
you
up.
You said yes?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Okay. What?
What are you up to? All right.
I'm just here at the location with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Yeah. What do you mean?
No further questions.
I don't know. That was a little bizarre.
Yeah, I know.
One of the strangest moments of my life.
What that means, like,
he just name dropped a location.
Well, I
potentially.
I would hope you'd feel better eventually. After leaving the plastic surgeon.
Okay,
but...
okay, Jake, I got a question for
Wait,
you.
Wait, Jake the spy? Is Jake the spy?
Hold on. Before you...
Don't give it away with the question.
Don't freaking fire off accusations randomly, okay?
Right.
We gotta get to the bottom of this.
Myself.
I'm gonna ask Jake a question.
Dude, guilty until proven innocent.
Josephine.
Chill, why don't you chill out for a second? All right, let me ask you this, Jake.
Whoa.
How much do you typically spend at this location when you go here?
Well, it's... Look, it's hard for me to answer.
Depends on if you have insurance.
I don't want to give it away, but it's kind of a per experience thing for me, okay?
Per experience?
Yeah.
I feel that.
That's a cop-out of an answer if I've ever heard
one.
Yeah,
it is. It really is, isn't it?
Per experience.
Yeah, you pay per experience.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I agree with that. I do agree with
that.
All right, Jake, ask a question.
All right, Jordan Coleman.
Hey, hello. I'm in character, by the way.
Mm.
Would you go here while you're on vacation, or would you go here for a vacation?
Jake's totally the spy. Jake is totally the spy.
Do you want me to run?
What?
Do you want me to do it, or do you?
Oh my God.
I think you want. You want to do it.
Shall we raise a vote?
Hey, listen, guys, it's definitely not me. I was playing facetious or, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Raise your hand because
whenever
Matt
you do that,
voting,
whoever is the spy.
I mean, I don't think it is.
Spy, typically,
so my hands up.
Typically, when you do this, when you play this way, whoever is the spy will immediately raise their hand and call. For the vote of somebody else.
Okay, yeah, so, but in this specific instance,
and,
first
and
of all,
you're about as exhausted as it possibly gets, right?
And we've got Ren. Listen,
you literally
guys.
Just name dropped another
location. Let's ignore Jake because
guys,
he's the spy.
Yeah.
Everyone
he's
vote for Jake.
He's
say
trying to talk his
cool.
way out of it.
Okay, everyone cool. Right, namaste.
That's three votes.
Everyone
that's three
cool.
votes.
Namaste.
JC.
Do we need majority or unanimous?
I mean, I just feel like it's
Jordan.
Out with Jake. Jake is the spy. We have voted.
Namaste.
It's official, Jake. It's over. We've voted.
I think it's Jordan Allen.
Is wow, it? That was terrible, Ren.
Actually, I'm the
I'm
spy.
I'm not the spy.
I told you.
See, I'm I told spy, you. I was trying to get. I was trying to get.
Also, is it the
he was trying to
planet?
Bait him.
No.
What? It, what was the location?
Ren, you gotta work with me here, man.
You're wrong again, totally, Ren.
I'm just gonna leave this.
I just like fanned his flames.
God dang
just
it.
To, like, just like, yeah.
I thought it was Jordan, but.
So it was Matt.
Yes.
Okay, let me.
Yes, it was me.
Hold on. Let me go back. Let me just do a quick analysis of what just happened there.
Yeah.
Ren got all up in arms about going on a witch hunt. Yes, and then the person who's actually the spy jumped on the bandwagon behind him.
Hell
and
yeah.
Got it and
exactly.
fanned the flame.
I was literally just telling you about the time we were playing Among Us when I killed you and Dean instantly thought it was Nico. Instead of me, and I instantly was like, oh, Dean, I think you're right. Yeah, dude, it's gotta be Nico. You literally just gave that back to me.
That's exactly what happened.
And the
Matt,
thing is,
Matt, well played on your part, Matt.
Thank you. Ren was the front man, too. So, like, if anyone was going down, it would have been him, not me.
Yeah.
Because he was the first one to. You
it
just
was the perfect
you,
play.
You gave me the perfect
you
play.
You dog.
Yeah.
I knew it was you, Matt.
I knew that side eye. I felt it in the side eye.
The side eye?
I know your eyes. I know when you're lying.
What was
the location?
The location
was yoga class.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was just a humble hippie, man. Okay?
Yeah,
I know.
That's
why I was like, wait.
I see. Oh, wow. That actually makes sense. That makes a lot of sense to me.
But
yeah,
I was literally
good.
Saying namaste to signal to you that it wasn't me.
I know, good. But then per experience.
You tricked me.
Yeah.
He said per experience for the yoga class, which
isn't
is.
Isn't yoga the same price every time you go?
I mean, it depends on yoga.
You can get a monthly pass. I mean,
yeah, but then sometimes it's donation. Like the West Side? Come on. You can go for free.
It's a class. There's a cost.
Sometimes it's 10,
how is
sometimes
it variable
it's 50.
Every week?
Good donation.
That's
days.
A good strat, though, Jake.
It's
I like it. It didn't work this time for you.
It really backfired.
I did enjoy the panicked namastes, though. That was enjoyable.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I didn't hear you say that. How did I not hear that?
All right, get ready, y'all.
Yeah. I was okay. I got to tone back
blinded,
my aggression right now.
You were blinded by your own desires, Red. All right, here we go.
Because I thought you just got lucky started. With the accent and the character at first. Because at first I was like, oh yeah, no, you're definitely in. But then you tricked me.
Hey, welcome to the party yacht. All right, well, Matt, you won the round, so
okay.
You do the honors.
Okay. JC.
What is it, man?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
We're both at this location together, obviously, correct? What type of, like, social class are you at this location?
Okay, I would say medium to high.
Medium to high. well.
To high.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay. Alan?
Yes.
Alan.
What would you say?
Just so stern.
What would you be consuming food-wise here?
I must be wise here.
Dang, Jordan's the spy.
Namaste, Ren.
I know, that time I was joking.
Namaste.
Ren, the next time you throw out an accusation, we're going to vote you off the island.
That, for the record, that was a joke. Now I'm scared. I don't want to be thrown off the island.
I eat one bite at a time.
What kind of food do you eat? And you're like, I eat one bite at a time.
That technically didn't even
that
answer
kind of
the
food.
Question.
I eat whatever's there one bite at a time.
I asked what kind of food do you consume.
One bite
well,
of
that's his answer.
At a time.
You know, he can answer however he wants.
Okay.
That is
I
my
think
answer.
That's
it's up
great,
to us
I
to
think
judge.
That's a great answer.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. I just want to say, you know, I don't even know why I'm here. To be honest. Yeah,
Jake, why are you talking? You're not, no one asked you anything.
He's
listen,
playing the role.
I'm just chipping in. I'm just playing the role.
Okay.
Ren,
okay.
What's your Go role?
Oh, I have
talk.
The question now, right?
Yeah.
I have the floor?
Yeah, you gotta ask.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Ren, let's chat.
All right.
Ooh, a celebrity. Who is it?
I'm you're gonna vote me out already. Okay, sorry. I was nauseous.
Mmm.
I apologize for getting vomit all over that celebrity.
Oh.
Mm. I also like that celebrity.
Is this the rehab clinic? We got a celebrity and a and what sounds like a sick person.
Nice. Nope.
Jake's the
spy. No, it's not.
Can I actually say that with confidence now?
Yeah.
But I'm afraid to.
I'm joking.
What?
God dang it.
Wait.
Ren, this is a mind game.
Yeah, but you're throwing out the weirdest mind game retorts.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm ruining it. I'm sorry.
Ren,
I'm just gonna stop
you have the floor now, though. You can throw Jake something special.
Try me.
We ran out of beer. Would you be down to go down the street to the store to pick up beer for us?
The store is quite a ways from here, Ren. Quite a ways.
Okay.
I'm going to have to charge you a premium. It's going to involve freight.
Okay.
You're going to... I can do it. Because I am one of the only sober people here, but it's going to cost you. So if you're willing to pay for it, I'll do it.
Okay.
Hmm.
Dang, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
See, Jake keeps trying to throw everyone by, like, name-dropping other locations.
Just metagame here. Is that you're able
no
to
no metagame?
Well, just a rule thing. Are you able? You're able to fake guess.
I mean, I'm not fake guessing. I'm like,
it looks like you're fake guessing. Kind of.
Yeah, I thought you were fake guessing earlier when you did that.
Well, I was.
Yeah, even Christian did.
I was just bantering. I guess I'll stop doing that.
I've been there in the past where I played a game where they drop it naturally like that. I was like, oh yeah. I was like, wait, that was the guess.
I have a question for Jordan Coleman.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. You've been quiet.
What is it exactly you'd say you do here?
Well, I guess it depends on why you're there. It depends why you're there. There's a wide range of what you can do.
But me specifically.
A lot of words.
I'm helping people.
You're helping people. People helping people.
I'm just helping. Helping out.
Sounds like the rehab clinic, am I right, Jake?
That's why I said that, because it's a joke.
It's a good joke. That's why I used it again.
I'm not used to people playing with throwing out locations before they're ready.
I'm not going to do it. I was just a... It's
gotcha,
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It could be the rehab clinic, though, I'm just saying. Could be.
Good Lord.
All right.
Jordan, your
someone ask Jordan Allen a question. I think it's him.
Jake is so suspicious all the time.
Allen?
Mm.
Wait, oh, the game just ended.
Okay, you got last question. Last question and
last
question.
Allen?
Mm-hmm.
What are you wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing this evening? I am wearing black on the bottoms.
Black?
Shiny. Let me paint you a picture.
You said that was such
black
a
black on the bottoms.
Uh-huh.
Shiny shoes.
Okay.
Really? Nice top. And something tied tight around my neck.
Are you gonna hang yourself?
It does kind of sound like that. That's what I'm going for. I was hoping like a ooh.
The round has ended.
Wow, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea.
I mean, I'll throw out a name, which makes me sound suspicious. So no, I won't. Okay, someone else do it.
No, you start it. You gotta finish it.
I'm feeling Jake. Honestly, I'm feeling Jake.
Are we gonna do this again with Jake? We're gonna do this again.
Well, he wasn't this guy last time. He could have been this time.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know at all.
It's either Matt or Ren.
Why is it me?
Because I actually
have a question. What did you answer? What did you? Who asked? Matt a question.
You haven't been asked a question.
Yeah.
You asked the first question. Matt asked the first question to Jordan, upon which he obtained information, but no one's ever actually asked him a question.
Oh, but the game's over.
But guess what? Jake's turning it around on me because maybe he's the spy.
I will say that Matt's only real comment was a copy of Jake's comment.
Guys, one of my favorite songs.
Y'all are destroying yourselves. You
realize. And he asked about the meta question about like fake asking locations, and then he did exactly that.
You're gonna regret your decision if you do this.
I'm vote Matt.
Let me say this before you do your vote. The rest of your votes, you can vote whatever you want.
I will. The
first question I asked was about class.
That
social class. Think about that. If you know the location, think about how that matters.
That was why I didn't suspect.
It's either you or that's why I said it's either you or Ren.
But Jordan did respond with medium to high, and then asked what kind of food do you eat.
Honestly, guys, Jordan has been asking some very vague questions.
That's a very good point. Medium to high doesn't work for you.
Let's clear this up. Jordan, have you ever lied?
Excuse you.
Have you ever lied?
Just in general?
Mind your business.
Well, yeah, she doesn't have to answer. The game's over.
I mean,
we got to vote.
If she's lying, right, she's a liar. Vote. I'm going Jordan.
I'm going Jordan too.
I am as well.
I'm a spy.
Sorry, guys. I can't. Are you?
Oh, so they got her.
Oh, then I vote for you.
Yes.
Okay, she has one chance to redeem herself.
You gave yourself away.
Well, we voted. It was a majority vote.
It was a majority.
I have one chance to redeem myself. I can't even look at the thing anymore because we're out the thing.
Oh,
I'm gonna
go with
the freaking private jet.
Close.
Party yacht.
It was the yacht.
Party yacht.
So you eating there is weird.
Yeah, well, the hors d'oeuvres, one bite at a time. The thing around my neck was a bow tie, just to be clear. Yes. Not interested in ending it tonight.
That's all right. Black on the bottom.
Black on the bottom.
I was like, why didn't you say red bottoms?
I'm ready enough.
JC.
Let's run it back.
Run it back.
Ready it?
Damn.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
Man, this is great. I turned that around.
Yeah, that was well done.
It was going to be me.
Yeah. You defended
yourself. For sure, you guys were going to vote me off.
But then you reminded me that, the very first thing you said instantly made me not suspect you.
It's a weird thing, though. It feels like on the whole, the more you talk, the more suspicious you sound.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Round steak or something.
Round 4, here we go.
The red light district. We've got everything you need.
What kind of
round
class
five.
Of people go here?
Round 5.
Well done. Oh boy. Okay.
Alrighty. This is going to be a fun round for me.
Hoo boy.
All right. Remember, hone in to what they say you are.
Lock in.
All right. I'm me.
Lock it in.
You hear?
I hear.
Mm. All right. Jake?
What's going on?
All right. Oh yeah, I thought you heard me.
Boy. What's going on?
If you had to... Sorry. God, I don't even...
You're such an embarrassing person.
Maybe... What kind of coat you got on?
My coat? Well... I heard you. Usually the coat that I have on is really it's for someone else. You know, I give it away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that.
You know, I'm
you gave away a coat?
Yeah, I give away my coat. I'm classy like that, but you know.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ren.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, what up, Joker?
Ren,
Joker.
Do you know what kind of intoxicants I might be able to find at this location?
What kind of intoxicants
that's right
come from within here? They're
from
euphoric.
Within. Oh.
Euphoric intoxicants.
Wow.
Euphoric.
Okay.
They come from within.
Yeah.
All right.
The intoxicant. Okay.
I guess if that's what you
want.
Okay. Matt. Yeah, hi. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're at this location with me. You got a question for me?
I'm lost, and I'm trying to get somewhere specific.
I'm just me.
Can you hurry it up? Come on.
Should we just vote for Ren now?
I got stuff. No.
Let me ask my question first.
I got stuff to do, but I'm very busy. I'm always moving. I'm moving.
I'm asking for directions. Should I take a right at the stop sign or a left at the stoplight?
Left at the stoplight.
Well, who are you asking?
I was asking Matt.
Oh, okay.
And he answered.
Okay.
I don't really know where that's going to get you, but, but I answered your question.
I'm voting for Red.
What?
I'm going to vote for Red, too.
I kind of see what you're saying.
You know why I asked that question.
Well, actually,
yeah, we get the full round.
But it could have...
Matt, ask a question. Let's get a full round. Let's get everyone. How can you pull and make an uninformed decision about who's the spy?
50 seconds.
It's kind of sketch. I'm informed. I get it.
Matt, make it quick.
Okay. What? Jay Allen.
DJ Allen.
What?
Another one.
How much? Like product do you move here usually? Like if you're.
I just snotted.
I move all of it.
All of the product.
What?
All the product.
All the product.
All right. Maybe. Maybe.
You know, you kind of got to, right?
Yeah.
You got to.
Maybe.
You got to in this in this location that we're at.
Yeah.
You kind of have to.
You kind of have to.
There's a lot of product.
Maybe. Like, mm-hmm.
You know, you think.
Well, it depends.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What does it depend on?
How much product you got.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean?
So is this more like a stash house or is it like a trap house?
Oh no.
Wait, are you asking a question, Jake?
No, I'm just Jay bantering. Allen.
What kind of question?
That sounds like a question
you,
out of turn to me.
Are in a position to be answering questions right now.
Allen.
So it's my turn to ask
another? It's your turn to ask another question.
Yes. Okay.
Or ask a question.
Okay. What time of day will you find yourself here?
Who are you asking?
Who are you asking?
JC.
Oh, hi. Okay. Well, me personally, I start a little earlier than some people because I got to get some money. But, you can find me around sundown to maybe sunrise.
Okay. Thank you.
You're an old prospector.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Of course. Come back. I'll be here.
Allen is the spy.
it's either Jordan Allen or it's Ren. Let's make a decision here.
I think Ren has convinced me.
The moment you choose me, you're gonna feel silly.
I think it's Jordan Allen, and I think he thinks.
Wait, what did I say?
Not a lot.
I think.
It did if you know where you're at. 100%.
That's exactly what every spy says.
If you know, you know.
Okay.
Although to be fair, Jake has been throwing out most of the accusations here.
Yeah,
bait and switch.
Why don't you ask him a question?
Yeah, we got. Well, what was the last question?
You
know why I'm throwing out accusations? Because you guys don't understand my role.
I mean, I just went. I could ask a question. I could do this.
That's why.
All right. Why don't you do it?
Wait. What was the last answer that Jake gave?
All right. You've got one minute to ask.
When you leave, I would like to know because what I do, Jake. You leave happy or satisfied?
Listen,
how you feel, Jake?
I don't leave happy. but I leave them satisfied. And you definitely know what I'm talking about, because at the end of the in the morning,
oh,
somehow,
yeah,
you always end up with a piece of my pie.
Oh, okay.
He's just using it for
dang. God dang.
Man, oh man.
That's what you meant by give away your jacket.
Man.
That's right. Okay. So now, Jordan Allen is my vote.
I get, I'm also
voting. I'm voting. That's a mistake, but
I'm voting. But tell us why it's not you.
I mean, I'm going to vote Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Allen.
Me?
JL.
Are you sure?
Dang it, I'm not sure. I mean, you gave the vaguest answers.
You don't want to do that.
I know I don't. I don't. I have no confidence in my selection abilities right now, so.
Namaste.
It's Jordan Allen.
Is this? Okay. Do you want to do this? Are we the red light district?
Convince me.
See? I told you.
Let's go. Am I right?
You answered it with 1 second to spare.
Damn.
Oh, I was trying to hold on to that one. Jeez.
I told you guys.
You guys don't move the product? Do you not know what I meant by that?
At first you thought we were at the meth house, didn't you?
No, I thought when I answered that question, I knew Red Light District already, but I was just securing my place amongst the normies.
I was really trying to get, like, whoever was the spy to think it was the meth house with the product thing.
Wait, what was your role? I was the pimp.
Yes, I got that.
Yeah, the role, I got that right away because I was the prostitute.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought you were at first, but then you're like, I gave away my jacket, and I was like, thinking way too literally.
I thought it was the cocktail party at that point, giving away the jacket. I was like, okay, maybe he's like taking it. And,
I mean, no? I get taken to cocktail parties.
I forgot this is adults only.
Kind of prostitute, yeah.
I was trying to go for like a high class male prostitute, you know? So like, that's why I started with like the I offer my jacket.
But see, prostitution is what I associate with Red Light District, so all the drug talk really confused me.
I'll tell you what gave me the answer was Ren's question about the stoplight red light.
I was a little too on the nose.
Yeah, because I was looking through and I was like, none of these make any sense except for Red Light District.
Oh.
I panicked a little bit once I realized you guys were like thinking it was me. I was like, oh, God, I got to solidify this answer and make it a little too obvious. Oh, well.
Ooh, there's the balance. There's a delicate balance.
Should we do one more?
Yeah,
I'm in.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Hey, bro, we're in the locker room.
All right, so have the non-spies won at all yet?
Yeah, there was one. We got Jordan.
We got Jordan.
JC. We got JC.
Oh, that's right. But and only because she admitted she was the spy before I had voted.
Yeah, that was helpful. Thank you.
Just let it be unanimous, but yeah, spies are winning today.
All right.
Let's go.
Come on. Spies. Come on, normies. Let's go.
All right, ready up.
Ready? Here we go.
Yo.
Oh, yeah. Challenge. So, do I go first?
Yep, you go first.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
I think Jake's the spy.
Let's take a vote.
Damn, son.
Damn, son.
The look on your face was... You're like...
Okay. I'm gonna shoot my question to Matt.
What's up, bro?
Hell yeah.
Interesting.
What's up with it?
What's up with it?
Bro?
You see anything you like in here?
Whoa. Hell yeah, I do, brother. I got all kinds of stuff I like in here.
Nice.
I mean, some of this is designated just for me.
Yikes.
Thank you. Brother.
See you on the quad later.
Nice.
God damn, you guys are too easy. This is the freaking fraternity house, and I'm the spy.
No, it's not. You thought I was that dumb?
You gotta give it a round.
You thought I was gonna be that dumb?
You gotta give it a round.
Oh, we got him. Oh.
The old bait.
I had like a cartoon little like snare trap with the rope and just a little piece of bait that I just yanked it.
Wow. You laid it
the locker room.
It was a locker room and I was a college athlete, so it still totally fits my character.
Yeah, and I was a middle-aged person. in that locker room.
Yeah, right. I'm the celebrity, so this is obviously like Equinox.
Yeah, for real.
I'm a celebrity in this gym that you are in.
I was
going to
be the janitor.
I don't understand. Wow.
And now it makes sense why Jake was so instantly offended when I made that joke.
Yeah.
Because
I accidentally was correct. Okay, that was a quick round. We gotta do one more.
Oh, that was so satisfying.
Wow, that was beautiful. Shoot.
Dang, well, I've never seen someone so confident.
Yeah, you just knew. Yeah.
For a moment there, I thought it was like game over. I was like, oh, man. But it was perfect.
You laid the perfect trap.
Well, both me and Rim are both like, perfect trap.
Fool me once.
All right.
Here we go. Round 7. Never again.
Welcome to the meth lab.
Never forget, guys. Remember.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Jordan was the tie for sure.
All of you. That was a quick accusation. Won, so. Oh,
yeah, that was a group win. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. So Jake, Jake, take us away.
All right.
Start with Alan.
Matt.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I'll take some of what you have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a question?
Do you got the dough for it?
You guys are
got the cheddar?
Stupid.
Well, not here. Close by.
Okay.
Yeah, so if my question is, would you make a deal with me?
I'll make a deal with you if you're cool. If we're cool. Yeah? Okay.
Capital C.
Capital C for cool is what your name is now.
Mm-hmm. Ask Ren.
Ask Ren. Well, I'm going to ask Jordan now.
Oh, well, that didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't.
All right.
What exactly are you looking for here at this location?
What do you mean? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it in my voice. Immediately regretted it.
Is there something specific?
Is there something that I'm looking for?
Something that you're kind of like looking for and like...
I don't look for anything. People look for me.
People look for you?
People look for me.
Okay.
Okay.
What was you in Boston?
I was going to do another accent, and then again, I just don't know what I'm doing out here.
But
my question's coming.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Right to Ren.
I'm going to give you that side eye.
Have you
that hurt my ass.
Ever been here before?
I look at this place all the time. Can't do much about it, but I try.
I did forget we're playing characters, which completely deflated my question. So it's okay. Great, it's okay. Awesome.
All right, Ren.
JC.
Hello. My character.
Cool. Would you say the...
Oh, my...
Oh, Jan doesn't even care if we're doing a podcast. Oh, and then you're out of ammo. What are you going to do?
He's just going to
execute all of us.
Get the dart and get him.
This is devastating.
Make it quick. Get him.
You're not in the game, bro.
Oh, thank God.
Get the dart. Throw it at him.
I get to keep this.
We just got this by yours. Jan.
This is my souvenir.
I think I just did my second... White. You're welcome, Corey.
We were just sitting here waiting for
I had my gun and I was gonna get you.
That was Jan, everyone.
Wow. He, Jan Michael Osada makes an entrance. Meet game.
He's always playing the game, isn't he?
That was terrifying.
Yep. It's a game within a game.
Oh, wow.
No one look.
Would you say
come on, let's get this going.
JC. Would you say the issues here are pretty cut and dry or black and white?
I would say cut and dry. Cut and dry. Mm-hmm. Yep, cut and dry. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is that a character?
Is it a character?
Or are you okay?
Do you need to go to the hospital?
I hope it's cut and I hope it's dry. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see your character. I mean, kind of.
Jordan, ask a question.
Okay. I don't like the look in his eyes.
Who hasn't been asked?
Matt.
He's got wild eyes. Yeah, what's up?
Hasn't been asked?
Has Jake been asked?
Has Jake?
I've been asked.
Jake's.
Well, Matt hasn't been asked then.
Matt.
Matt asked the first question.
Matt.
I did.
What are you wearing? What are you personally wearing?
What am I personally wearing?
Inside of this location.
Okay, well.
What are you wearing inside this location?
I don't like to get my hands dirty. Okay. I don't like to get my hands dirty, so typically I have a nice suit.
Okay.
But sometimes I wear a coat.
Okay. Well, I like it. Well, love it.
Specifically for
coat.
Certain places.
I agree.
Certain types of coats are necessary for.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. No further questions.
Interesting.
Ask away.
I mean, that one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Matt's answer there makes total sense to me.
Yes.
Why?
Matt, why don't you ask a question, Matt?
Why?
Why don't I ask a question?
Yeah, maybe ask Jordan Allen a question.
I'm so suspicious of Ren. I don't know what it is. He has supported suspicious? People's answers while being vague.
Yeah.
While being vague?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Oh, you know what? I will answer your question in a way that you know that I know.
Okay. Okay. Oh God.
How I apologize to me, I apologize Allen. To any spy here.
I like that you can tell. Okay. I'm examining.
What this operation is like? Is it legal?
Absolutely not. But it's hard to prove sometimes.
Hmm. It's good. I like this guy. I'll keep this guy around.
We've been working on it for a while, but sometimes the mole?
Partner. We get it. Okay. Mm, ask another question, please. Good Lord. Not you. We know it's not Ren.
Cool. I'm the spy and the location is Counterfeit Market.
Oh, no, it's not! No, it's not.
You have to guess. Try guess.
Okay.
Yeah, he's done.
Oh, what a thrill!
You lost.
I felt it in my
guess
bones,
what,
y'all.
Ren? I'm the undercover cop at the meth lab, and you're going to jail.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm the chemist, by the way.
I'm the kingpin.
Ren, I wouldn't have guessed it was you, though, which is interesting. Because of the way that you said, like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I instantly...
That was pretty clever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it was.
And then
meth lab. I honestly didn't even see that option here.
Ooh, that's
I looked over
mistake.
It so many times.
Cut and dry was a good one.
Cut and dry
was good.
See, I thought it was Counterfeit Market, so when I said black and white, I was alluding to black market.
Mm.
Mm.
I wouldn't have even probably gotten that.
Yes.
Okay.
Very
yes,
good.
Indeed.
Good thing it was a meth lab.
Wow.
Well played.
No, I was playing it as the FBI agent.
And I'm the chemist, so I was like, yeah, it's cut and dry. Yep, I would like it cut and dry.
Yeah, I knew you were the chemist.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was painfully obvious.
Meanwhile, I'm over here being like, are you the fruit vendor? Are you chopping up all of the vegetables for people? Like, I see that at the night market, but not the
last
market.
Last round.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, here we go.
A bonus round.
A winner take
all
round.
Dang, I was so
round.
Confident too.
Wow. The highest stakes.
With the highest stakes ever.
It's as if all the other rounds didn't matter at all.
It's as if no other round mattered.
You could just skip to this round.
As if.
All right, and here we go.
Dance?
So exciting.
And we're back on the party yacht.
No.
Hmm.
Sahuka?
Are you still a cop?
Should we do a different one?
No. No.
Well, okay.
No. We're going with it. This is where the chips
fall. So because I lost, should I ask a question then?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Jay Allen is definitely the spy.
I mean, I was the spy last time.
Jay Allen is most 100% sure the spy.
Okay, you're throwing a lot of heat right out the gate.
Yeah, without
very suspicious.
The way that he reacted when...
Why don't you slow down?
Jay Allen.
Oh. You took the bait.
Took the bait. I mean, I have some initial suspicions and suspicions about who is innocent.
Mm.
So.
Hmm?
The game?
Jay Allen.
Mm.
I lost my question. One moment.
Fumbled.
Come on, Ren.
I know.
Ask him
I know.
If he agrees if we should do a different one.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. He has no idea. Yeah. He would be laughing right now.
Hey, Jordan.
Exactly. Sorry.
Do you want to... I left my keys in the car. Can you go grab them for me? I'm busy working right now.
No.
That was a bad question. You're right. Can't. That was a shitty question. No.
Wow, great question, like, man. Starting it off. All right. All right.
Yep. All right. Okay.
All right, my turn?
Well, okay.
Okay.
No.
I have a question.
I'm sure you
But I feel like the answer will be too obvious. So.
Sounds like something a spy would say.
Mm. Yeah.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
You know?
Namaste.
Namaste.
Look down.
Wait, what?
What is in your hand, Matt?
What's in my hand?
What's in my hand?
Unbelievable.
What's in your hand, Matt?
Oh, well, I have this glass, and it's almost empty. And someone should fill it up pretty soon.
Alan.
Better be pretty soon.
Probably fill that up soon, huh?
Why don't you fill that glass up?
It's like I'm there. It's magical.
Oh my god.
let's ask someone else a quick question with an answer of no so we can ask Jordan Allen another question again.
Yeah.
I would actually fully support
Ren, are you a naughty boy at this location?
Get that going.
A naughty boy.
Are you naughty?
How do I answer that one?
How do you?
Yes or no?
I am not naughty, but everything around me is... No, no, that's... God dang it.
Hot. That's pretty hot.
No, it... I got my hands on this thing, so no one dies.
What?
I got...
That's pretty naughty. Go. That's, now I mean, you get to...
I'm leading us into the naughty area. One. It's a very...
Ren, ask a question.
I answered it. I think you answered it.
I'm done answering. I answered.
I fully support being asked like all the questions.
Please ask Jordan Allen another question.
I'm asking Jordan Allen.
Come on.
How much did you pay for the admission ticket?
Me personally?
Yes. I mean, how much?
I'm actually being paid.
God dang it.
Oh.
God dang it, man. Yeah, I walked into that one again. That was another bad question.
You put your eggs in the wrong basket, I think.
God dang it. That was an easy one to be like, I work here.
Where are them eggs going now?
JC has literally just been squinting and looking at me the whole time. Has not participated.
Uh huh.
Just like the highlight.
Get out.
Well, no, I was paid to be here, so I'm going to.
So he won't. He's namaste.
Namaste. That's great.
He's gonna stay.
That's great. All right. Where are we going?
I believe that we're going north.
Wow.
I'm dissatisfied.
Do you not like that answer?
I don't like that.
This North. I thought was going to be easy, and it's getting less easy.
Yeah.
Dissatisfied. Okay. Jordan JC. Coleman.
Hi, Jake.
Jake has not been asked a question, I don't think.
I have not been asked a question, but I've been here the whole time.
I think my kid is building sandcastles on the beach. But yeah. Like I totally forgot to like go put sunscreen on him. Would you mind going? Can you go put sunscreen on him?
Yeah.
Sure. No.
Yeah. I come here every day, so I'd do that. Yeah.
Too many words.
Too many words.
Too
Jake.
Many words.
Voting?
Yeah, we're voting for Jake. Well, all right, Jake, what's your guess?
Fine. I am the spy.
Let's go.
I still get a shot.
Yep. Yeah, you do. Go for it.
All, and it's we're either I'm gonna say what I think it is, and then I'm gonna guess.
Nobody react.
No reaction.
We're either at the swingers resort or we're at the nude beach. My guess is we're at the nude beach.
Feel free to guess the other one as well.
Try. No, we'll give you one more. We'll give you one more guess.
So it's neither of those.
Yeah, you've already lost. But
you can guess both of your guesses and we'll still win.
Wait, really? Oh, no.
So the reason why I right away was like, let's do a different one is because it was once again the party out.
And now it makes sense. Right away, Jake was like, no.
Yeah.
I thought that right away, too.
I thought we should probably do a different one.
Jake would be on the side of doing a different one.
But Jake was like, no, we're going to do it. I was like, okay, that is some confidence. You know what? Fine, we'll do it again. All right.
Shoot.
Wow.
Shoot.
Wow. So Jake was like instantly my off my suspicion because like, I was like, okay,
on the beach
he's acknowledging.
Like,
yeah, that was good, JC. That was good.
At first I was like, oh.
Yeah. It was that last sentence of Jake.
This is a good question.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's
gotcha.
It was the last sentence. I'm there every day.
You could go easily rub sunscreen on my kid who's on the beach or on a yacht.
Clever girl.
It is odd to ask a stranger to rub sunscreen on your kid, though. But you're talking to them, so you can go.
But you thought that we're at a nude beach, so anything goes there.
That's way worse.
Mother of the year goes to.
You go rub sunscreen.
I love that was your defense, but we're at a nude beach.
You should be in jail.
In Europe, every beach is a nude beach.
I thought we were at a nude beach. That's the way I was playing it.
Okay.
I was playing a retiree at a nude beach.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rubbing sunscreen on toddlers.
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
You creepy old man.
Yeah. You didn't want to say no to that?
Listen, well, I wouldn't have put my kid out there. I'll tell you that much. But.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
That was fun. Well, that was a hoot.
That was a little, real
that
blast.
That was another introduction to Spyfall for some of you. Another
Fantastic.
Experience for many of you.
Dude, I with my quick victory right out of the gate gave me so much false confidence.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was instantly like, every thought I have is correct.
I understand the Salem witch trials so much better knowing Ren. Yeah. Like, I got pulled right in. I just grabbed my pitchfork. I was like, where are we going?
A whole village full of Rens.
Ren walked into a casino, went to the roulette table, put 100 on the number 15, hit it. And then thought he knew how to play roulette.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Amazing.
Did you keep winning?
Every time.
Yeah.
He's still in his mind. He's still winning.
I haven't played Spyfall in a while. That was fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and watching, everyone.
Yeah. And if you have any interesting new locations that are available, please let us know. We'll definitely hit them up. I like playing the
adults only.
The adults only zone.
This was so much fun.
Saucy.
Dang, I thought I had it with the freaking market.
You really did, didn't you?
There was Shark Tank on there.
As soon
Why
as
did
you
it go
said,
back?
Matt, as soon as you said bro, I was convinced we were at the fraternity.
Yep. Yes. I figured you would be.
Dang it.
Yeah. See you in the quad.
Somebody would be.
See you in the quad, yeah.
By the way, guys. The video version of this Ooh. Podcast is now on Spotify. That is a thing now, and we are doing
that's,
it.
Oh, you're
that's
you
a
Spotify
thing
people.
Now. Yep, you if you're
us.
On there, Sweet. We get
Vidify.
You can watch the videos on Spotify. Both YouTube and Spotify.
What if there was a fan of the podcast that didn't watch any of our quarter videos and had no idea what we looked like, and now they're like, "Oh wow,
they're just
really?
Devastated!"
Can we do this
so
right
disappointed.
Now? Can we do this right now? If you stumbled across this podcast and you have no idea about Corridor Crew or Corridor Digital, please do not watch them. Do not watch those channels and start documenting your experience as yes. as an only listener to the Corridor cast. And then in a year from now, come to us with all of your data and show us what your experience was like. And how
we're gonna make a movie about it.
Yeah,
we'd love that.
Yeah. Whatever their character traits are, their character bible, all of that, we're gonna do a movie just based off of.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that for us.
From an outside perspective that has no context to what we're actually doing.
Who are we?
It turns out this person is actually just Daniel.
Yeah, it's just Daniel the whole time. Oh man.
He never watches his own videos. He just makes them based on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, anyways, thanks for listening, everybody. Until next week, we'll see you right back here. The Corridor.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And 3, 2, 1.